Let's talk about pain. Let's talk about people and how to conflict pain to other people. What you need is a purpose to inflict pain on other people. That purpose can be simple: hate, enjoyment. You could be bored. You could be out for revenge. And even if you don't really have a reason, you can go out and inflict some pain on other people. For instance, let's say you take somebody who is weaker than you, of course, and a simple needle. You hit the person, and then you kind of enter the needle just into his body. No, not under his nails, only just everywhere where you can think of. But he's blindfolded, so he will never know when the pain is coming. So sometimes you can eat a sandwich and wait for a little bit longer, and then you can prick him 3 times, 4 times. That's the fun of inflicting pain. It will hurt. Really hurt. Of course. I hear you think you can do that, but really, it's really simple. If somebody is weaker than you, you can empower him and do all those things you want to do. You can burn him, cut off things he does not really need, or you think he does not really need. Or indirect, you can hurt somebody he loves. Emotional pain is, after all, the best pain. Whatever they say about physical pain, no. Emotional pain is there to stay. That scar won't go away. So, for instance, you take somebody's wife and tape when you torture her with your toolkit, and you send the tape or CD or DVD or SD card, wherever you put this media on, to the person you want to inflict the pain on. Wow. That's the way it goes. Pain. It's a funny word, pain. It's a word like all important words like love, hate, pain, gore. All those 4-letter words. They all have to do with pain and fear. Another 4-letter word. Excellent. Have fun, you all. Have fun.